Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2018 of Grupo Sanborns. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially because of external or internal factors. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous interpreting into English. If you require any assistance during the call, please request an operator's assistance with star one. Hosting this conference today, we have Mr. Mario Bermúdez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns, and of Investor Relations, Angélica Piña. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angélica Piña. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. In the first quarter of the year, the consolidated total sales of Grupo Sanborns increased 1.8% to 11,385 million pesos. Sears and Sanborns decreased their sales by 3.3% and 2.0% respectively, while Promusa grew by 20.6% and other formats increased by 6.2%. Consolidated same-store sales increased 2.7% during the quarter, reflecting higher technology sales at Promusa, which increased 19.3%, while Sanborns increased 1.5% and Sears decreased 3.8% its same-store sales. This last format reflected an improvement in the month of March, but did not compensate for a weak start to the year in January and February. In terms of gross profit for the quarter, due to a higher contribution of technology products within the mix, the gross margin decreased 60 basis points to 39.4% of sales. Operating income decreased 2.8% with a margin of 7.7%, while the EBITDA decreased 12.1% with a margin of 10.2%. Both results are explained by higher pre-operating expenses for the new stores in Cuernavaca, the closing costs for five Sanborns units and one in Sears, as well as the uncollectible accounts. The comprehensive financial result was positive and very similar to the same period of the previous year due to the effects of the exchange rate. On the other hand, net income decreased 17.4%, totaling 674 million pesos due to lower operating results and an increase in the tax rate since there was a greater effect of inflation on the assets of the company. The number of new cardholders was 175,000 year-over-year, and the penetration of the Sears private card remains around 59%. The credit portfolio grew 1.5%, reaching 11,839 million pesos, while credit income increased 6.3%. The percentage of uncollectible accounts was 4.5%, increasing sequentially and with respect to the 3.7% of the previous year. We remain conservative in promotions with months without interest to offset the increase in bad debts and improve collection indicators. The bank debt was zero, and the amount of cash and short-term investments totaled 1,326 million pesos, decreasing 31.1% with respect to the end of December 2017 due to the opening of the new stores and their corresponding inventories, the client portfolio, and the payment of liabilities. In the first quarter of 2018, one Sears store, one Sanborns, and one Shop were opened, and one Sears store and perfume boutique were closed, as well as a Mix-Up that will be converted into an iShop. During the year, our objective is to maintain profitability through efficient basis, strengthening categories of higher gross margin and sales. Additionally, we begin with the opening of adapted formats of Sanborns more integrated with Sears, seeking to complement merchandise and offer the service of restaurant at the department store. At the end of March, there was 1,209,000 square meters of commercial space. With this, I conclude my general comments. We can now proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you want to ask a question, please press star one and then number one on your keyboard.
The first question is by Luis Willard of GBM.
Thank you. Good morning. Just a very quick question. Do you know the potential of Sears stores that can merge with Sanborns, that can integrate with Sanborns? So out of all of them, how many of them will migrate to the new format?
Luis, good morning. Mario Bermúdez here. Well, the idea is that all of the new openings will be with this new format, including Sanborns, integrating Sanborns into Sears. We don't have yet a renewal of any of the current stores, so it will be only for the new stores opening in 2018 with this format. Now, in 2018, we are considering four more stores with the same concept and format.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Next question by Benjamin Theurer from Berkeley.
Good morning. Thank you. Just a very quick question to confirm the same store sales in Sears format, -3.8%. That's what I wrote down. Sanborns, 1.8%, and iShop, I didn't get the number, sorry.
Yes, Sears was -3.8% compared to previous years, that it was 5.4%.
Sanborns, 1.5% more compared to -1.8% the previous year. Promotora Musical was 19.3%, and last year was 12.4%.
Perfect. And now, another question. What is the problem that was faced and the dynamics that Sears is facing because of the negative numbers? Because in general, because of the inventory, we should have seen a benefit because of the calendar effect. So does it have to do with closed stores that have been included in the calculation, or is it a matter of traffic, or why is this specific format still under pressure?
Yes, Benjamin, good morning. Mario Bermúdez here. We haven't advertised installments without interests. We still have a problem of logistics. However, we are concluding the arrangements. In March, we already had a positive trend in Sears same-store sales. Also, we expect for it to recover, well, the real acquired purchase to be recovered, because that's affecting us. Because we have 4.6% average of inflation right now in the growth of tariffs. So I think that during the second semester of 2018, the power of purchase will help us a lot for sales as well as well as for our portfolio. So this is basically reflected in the traffic, right? Which has impacted that format.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
If you have any further questions, please press star and then one on your keyboard. We have another question by Manuel Melo from Ibercredits.
Hello, good morning, Mario. My question is related to Promotores. Since compared to the previous quarter, I see an effect. I don't know if it is a non-recurrent effect or if it is a continuous effect that we will see throughout the year.
Yes, it is a non-recurrent effect because of the launch of the new Apple product. That's what's causing the growth that we have
in this semester, Manuel.
Thank you. Now, just another comment. Some rooms-wise, general merchandises. It was helped by the calendar effect, right?
Yes, there was a calendar effect, yes. The calendar effect benefited us.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
For further questions, please press star one.
On your keypad.
There are no further questions. I'm gonna go back to Ms. Piñas for any closing remarks. Once again, thanks for participating in Grupo Sanborns conference call. If you have any additional questions, please reach us by phone or send us an email. Thank you.